This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I want to thank you guys for the well wishes. No melanoma. Biopsy came back where it was atypical. Cells were changing, but not at the stage where it would be melanoma yet. So, I am very, very relieved. And I feel now guilty that, you know, I worried everybody. I mean, now I feel guilty. I mean, just because I should apologize, just because I was feeling nervous about it, you know, doesn't mean I should have gone on Facebook going, oh my gosh, you know, I should have avoided the sun, praying that my biopsy comes. I don't know what I wrote on Facebook. I think I just wrote, you know, I should have avoided the sun. And, I feel guilty now that there's, you know, people have much bigger fish to fry. And here I am worried about a skin lesion that could have been melanoma. And it could have. I thank God for, you know, him making me fixate on it, because when melanoma starts, that's exactly how it starts. Cell starts to change, and the cells were atypical and going dysplastic, and that's exactly how melanoma starts. My problem with it is this is like the third time this has happened on one arm. And so it's like, I need to, like, always stare at my arm. Now, I'd rather stare at my arm than my face, you know, or any other body part. I mean, my arm, not the best looking thing, but, you know, at least it doesn't depress me that that's the way my arm looks. But it just kind of is a reminder that, you know, you gotta catch things early. You have to. And prayer. It always, you know, yeah. If you're into that, pray. Because that sure helps. But anyway, I want to thank you guys. Needing prayers are the victims and the families of this Mercy Hospital shooting. Apparently, we're being told it was a jilted lover who killed his former fiance, a pharmacy student, as well as a young cop at a Chicago hospital yesterday when he demanded that his ex return the ring he gave her. Juan Lopez, a Chicago Housing Authority worker, shot his former partner, Dr. Tamara O'Neill, repeatedly in the parking lot of Mercy Hospital. Makes you wonder why she broke off the engagement to begin with. The pair was supposed to have gotten married 3 weeks ago. That was according to the online gift registry. She called it off. After killing Dr. O'Neill in the parking lot, Lopez went inside the hospital where he fatally shot 25-year-old pharmacy resident Dana Less and Chicago police officer Samuel Jimenez, 28 years old. Then he shot at a second police officer who escaped injury when the bullet lodged in the barrel of his handgun while it was holstered on his belt. And then Lopez was shot dead by SWAT officers. Just frightening. Witnesses said the shooting began at about 3:30 when Lopez confronted Dr. O'Neill in the parking lot. She was wearing her medical scrubs and was about to start a shift as an ER doc. Lopez demanded that Dr. O'Neill give back the ring he gave her, then shot her 3 times when she told him she didn't have it. So frightening. She and Lopez had reportedly planned to wed October 27th, but Dr. O'Neill called off the wedding in September. We don't know why. He stood over her body and kept firing more rounds. Then he made his way to the hospital. I mean, when this stuff happens, it's like you're in shock. It's something that you know, these shootings seem to be happening now every few days around this country. But when there's no rhyme or reason why somebody starts killing you, I mean, now we see that there might have been a motive, but why did he, you know, then he just decides to take this shooting rampage into the hospital. So it was there, then he killed the pharmacy resident. First year pharmacy resident, she was also engaged to be married. And then he killed the cop, the married father of three. You know, we hear a lot of fighting over these engagement rings, and I, you know, part of me just wonders if, you know, when we break, not that that would have prevented this. I mean, you know, everybody looks back going, okay, well, she should have given him back the ring. No, if this guy wanted to murder her, if he was murderous, that, you know, it could have happened anyway. But I'm just, I'm just wondering, you know, from a psychological standpoint, if you break up with somebody, if you really shouldn't leave loose ends, if when you end it, you end it. I bring that up because last week we were talking about these lawsuits when it came to the ring. People keep the ring. People want the ring back. People, I was just always under the impression that if I had broken off my engagement with Corey, I would be giving him the ring. And in fact, when we fought, you know, and we had fights, I actually had in my head choreographed, right, how I would give him back the ring. I would either flick it or I would throw at him. I got really mad at him when we were engaged. There was some stupid in-law stuff that happened. I got so mad at him. And I was like, so I kind of had already in my mind how I would just give him back the ring. But that was just something that, to me, I was like, you know, if I end it, it is, I don't want anything from him. I don't want, now, mind you, a lot of times when people break up, it sounds like she might not have felt safe. So maybe she broke up over the phone, never wants to see the person again. I get that. And then, you know, you don't just want to leave a ring on a person's doorstep, you know, if you want to. But I'm just wondering if, you know, in terms of our etiquette from, you know, when you want to end it, maybe the best way is to leave no loose ends, to, you know, end it solid. Yeah, don't, you know, you break up, don't have somebody's clothes in there, you know, change the locks. I'm just thinking that these jilted lovers, these crimes of passion, you have all these emotions that happen where people think that, you know what, I'm embarrassed. Everybody knows we're going to get married. We have money into this wedding. Everybody's expecting us to be together. You're the only person I wanted to be with. You now end it with me. My life is over. And some of these people on a suicide mission will be homicidal. And, I was asked, what is the safest way to break up with somebody? So, safest way is to not get involved with somebody who, you know, can be dangerous. As soon as you start to have some red flags, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but as soon as you pick up some red flags, you have got to get out of that relationship. And our hearts and prayers are with this. Is so tragic, so tragic, and it shouldn't have happened. I'm it's horrible. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as we're hearing that the campfire in Northern California is almost contained, unfortunately we're being told that the death toll has risen to 79, and we have about 699 people still missing. The devastation is one of the worst, has left us reeling and looking at one of the worst wildfires to ever hit California. And here to tell us what's going on is Senior Vice President of American Red Cross, Chris Newmark. Cliff Newmark, thank you for joining us again. I really appreciate you coming back. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for all you do.
No problem, Cliff. Thank you. So thank you for all you do. Tell us what's going on over there.
So with the American Red Cross, we've been very active, as you said in your introduction, about trying to respond to the terrible tragedies that have happened throughout California. And unfortunately, there's been a variety of disasters that have occurred throughout the country. As you know, we had a number of hurricanes as well. So my job as the Senior Vice President for Blood Services is to make sure we have enough blood on the shelf to take care of patients in disaster areas as those as well without. And the interesting thing that's happened over the course of the past few months is we've got two issues. One is that the disasters have actually caused the cancellation of a number of blood drives, as yep. well as the fact that and up to the order of about 8,000 pints or so have not been collected as a consequence of the disasters.
Wow.
That's almost a close to a day's supply. And at the state, it's like we shut down for a day, which we can never do. And then the other issue that we have is something that's a little more difficult to tackle, is that we need more folks to organize blood drives. And we had about 1,000 fewer blood drives that we needed organized in September, October than actually were organized. And so consequently, that's why we put out the word of our severe blood shortage, to the need to have people donate today, certainly, but also to encourage folks to organize blood drives during the holiday season and into next year, so that we can ensure that we have blood on the shelf for patients who need it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you bring up a good point. This is probably one of the, you know, driest times of year that, you know, we're seeing in terms of people donating blood, because one is, you know, it's vacation time. You know, two is many people get sick, and so they're afraid to donate blood if they think that, you know, they're, you know, it's cough and cold season. Can you dispel some of the myths on you know, donating blood during the cough and cold season?
Sure. So a couple things, right? We say that you should be in good health when you to donate blood. So we don't want folks who are on antibiotics.
Right.
If you're feeling under the weather, you shouldn't be donating blood. But if you are feeling okay, there are many people, the majority, the more than 60% of the of adults are eligible to donate blood. So many times people will say, I can't donate because I have a particular ailment, or I'm taking a particular medicine or something like that. And in many cases, the typical reasons for donate, or the prescriptions, for example, medicines for not being able to donate, are relatively few. Propecia, Accutane, a couple of those medicines. But in general, most folks can donate if they, again, they're in general good health and feel okay the day of their blood donation. The number one reason why people don't donate is they aren't asked. And so we're asking folks to donate and to organize blood drives. And the second thing, that in terms of physical reasons why people can't donate, the typical reason when people show up to donate and they can't, it's because their iron levels aren't high enough. And so that's why we advise folks to, you know, have, green leafy vegetables like spinach and broccoli. If they eat meat, to have, you know, some red meat or have a treat on red meat. But something to try to encourage folks to get their iron levels up, because that's the, in terms of people who show up to donate blood, and the number one reason they can't donate the day of is because their iron levels aren't high enough.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President of American Red Cross Blood Services. You're based out of California, right? I think you're based out of Pomona.
Yes, I live in Los Angeles, right? We have the one of the largest blood centers actually in the world, located in Pomona, California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, thank God for that. I know I was just in L.A. Over the weekend, and it's when I take a look at all the hospitals and all the medical centers, you know, in certain areas, I just, you know, it's just kind of, don't ask. It's a habit of mine to just know where all the medical facilities are. It's because I'm a doctor,
sure.
I guess. I really need new hobbies. When you look at the vast amount of blood and product needed, you know, I mean, look, like there was just a shooting in Chicago. You know, the fact that you guys need to account for not only disasters like the fire, like the Woolsey fire and the Camp Fire, or, you know, upcoming hurricanes or snowstorms, where I guess we're now being told there's a huge snowstorm coming, you know, back east. I mean, I don't know how you guys sleep.
Yeah, to be frank, Dr. Dahlia, I do not. Literally, we rely on the generosity of the American public to save people's lives, the donors will never meet. I mean, it is the ultimate act of goodness, if you think about it, right? Someone is sticking out their arm, literally giving a part of themselves for someone they will never meet. And we have to do that every single day. Every single day, we have to collect 13,000 blood products and 2,500 whole blood donations and 2,500 platelet donations in order to keep the public alive. I mean, that's really the challenge that we have. And as you said, we've got all kinds of challenges externally and internally, and that's why we're putting out the word. We have a severe blood shortage right now. We need people to donate, and more importantly, we also need people to organize blood drives
right.
in the December, January, February timeframe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people want to help. They want to, you know, this is a very charitable time of year. And so, you know, I always kind of found it ironic that this was the time of year where you didn't see a lot of blood donations. And I think a lot of people, they do want to help. And, you know, for those that, you know, this is probably also one of the most economical ways to, you know, give to charity and you know, donate. It's your own blood. You know, you don't have to buy anything. And, you know, when you host a drive, I don't think people realize how easy that is. It doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to buy the cookies. You don't have to. All you have to do. Well, actually, explain the process of hosting a drive, sure. a blood drive.
Sure. So organizing a blood drive, really what it's about is making sure that you have enough space. And typically we say it's 1,000 square feet. We do have some buses that we can bring to locations if they do not have sufficient amount of physical space. So you need a physical space. We need to be open for about on average about 7 hours, 7 to 8 hours. We have to be available to receive the, get set up and then receive the donors. And the most important thing is to get people to sign up to give. Simply having a blood drive and assuming people are going to show up, is it just doesn't happen. You have to actually go out there. And typically what it means is asking people, hey, can you help me save a life? Can you help keep a possible patient alive by donating blood? And we typically need, depending on the time of year, 20 and during the spring and fall, it's up to 30 people to sign up at a minimum. So that's what we're trying to, basically, if you can get 20 to 30 people to sign up, we can put a blood drive on at a location that is in, throughout the country, frankly.
And
so
I'm going to tell you guys something.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to tell you guys something out there. You know, I notice, so I work at Toro University of Nevada. I notice that once you start doing it, you know, people that couldn't sign up or they weren't there, they want to, you know, they're like, well, when's the next one? And so what I would urge a lot of you companies out there to do is start planning at least one per fiscal quarter. Just, all, you know, you could set these up ahead of time, because the big problem we have is when disaster strikes, everybody wants to help right then and there. You know, we had the October 1 shooting last year with the Harvest 91 Festival, and nobody knew where they could donate. The lines were crazy. But, you know, if you already have these things set up, ready to go, then blood is already on the shelf before the disaster strikes.
That's exactly right. Blood on the shelf is what enables the patients who are victimized in these terrible tragedies. It enables them to live. So literally, the folks who were the patients were helped by people who had given blood in what happened in Vegas last year. The patients were helped by people who had given blood days before.
Right.
So so those are the folks that kept patients alive. That's why we need to have blood donated every single day to be prepared for that disaster. So people can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They can go to redcrossblood.org or download to download our Red Cross Blood Donor app. They can go to the website or the call to actually organize a blood drive. It's very simple. We've got team members who help people organize blood drives. But it really is an act of ultimate goodness, and that's what this time of year is really about.
Exactly. Clifford Newmark, Senior Vice President of American Red Cross, thank you again for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. And bless you for all the good work you do and your team. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you.
No problem. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Florida, the State Elections Canvassing Commission met this morning and certified results of the November 6th voting, plus the subsequent recounts. Republican Governor Rick Scott taking the U.S. Senate race over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by just over 10,000 votes. Republican Ron DeSantis was elected governor by 32,000 votes over Democrat Andrew Gillum. Combined, the Camp Fire in Northern California and the Woolsey Fire in Southern Cal have now claimed 80 lives, and they've claimed thousands of buildings, including the homes of 50 firefighters like this one.
I've always been on this side for 20 years on the fire department, watching other people's homes burn down, but when it's your home and you have to actually deal with that emotion, it's a different side.
Still no word on why Facebook and Instagram have been suffering outages and problems today in the U.S. and Europe. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, guys. Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, please. Want to hear them. So forecasters are warning that Thanksgiving could be the coldest on record along the East Coast. Why? Because there's an Arctic blast. They say a strong area of high pressure from the Arctic Circle is going to descend southward across Canada and into the Northeast, sending temperatures plummeting towards levels more commonly seen on New Year's Day and not Thanksgiving Day. They think this is going to be one of the coldest Thanksgivings. The weather is expected to plunge into the low 20s in New York City. Could hit the mid-teens, I guess, in the coldest projected Thanksgiving on record since 1996. I live in Las Vegas. I think it's going to be like 60-some degrees. I know everybody in Vegas is like pulling out their snow gear and their, you know, I'm like, people, please, really? You can't handle 60-some degrees? Are you kidding me? please. I know, we're kind of weenies out here, but that's okay. It's all right. So, they say Tuesday is going to be one of the busiest travel days. A lot of people are not leaving on Wednesday. They're leaving today, saying, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. A lot of people traveling. And so they think 48.5 million people are going to drive in terms of plane, 4.3 million travelers. They think that in New York City, it may even go down to 19 degrees. I think that the last time we saw that was in 1901. Kind of, it blows my mind when you hear these meteorologists discuss, you know, how the temperatures were, you know, back in the olden days. You know, like, oh, you know, we're going to see temperatures similar to what we saw in 1901. I just can't conceptualize people in the turn of the 20th century, you know, having the thermometer accuracy that we do. And I understand the whole mercury thing. I get that. I just, you know, I just feel like what we do now is more accurate. When they go, oh, yeah, you know, that was our temperature back then. I'm like, really? It's like carbon dating. I just don't get the whole carbon dating thing. Anyway, speaking of carbon dating, I was at La Brea Tar Pits. Have you guys ever been there? So, when I was a little girl, I guess there's these tar pits in California. And asphalt, by the way, is naturally occurring. And so asphalt was coming up, right, from underneath the ground. And it's very, very sticky. It's like tar. It's sticky, sticky tar. And I guess in the olden days, we're talking 30,000 years ago, animals that roamed California would get stuck in this tar. If you guys have never been to La Brea Tar Pits, back in the 70s when I was a little girl, they had these tar pits. You could go and you could look at them and they bubbled up and we were like, oh, that's fine. And then they built a museum in the 70s because they had all these bones and artifacts that they had been collecting for decades. And now there's this whole museum. You can buy a ticket. They also have videos and movies. And it's nice. It's a nice little thing you can do. And then you can walk over to Farmer's Market, which I love Farmer's Market. But, you know, I find it fascinating, me with science, you know, and my scientific background, looking at a piece of bone and then being able to carbon date and then say, okay, well, this is like 29,000 years old or this is 25,000 years old. And I'm looking at the skeletons and a lot of the fossils and them putting together the skeletons of these animals. And, you know, you have the woolly mammoth, you have these saber-toothed tigers, and you have all these different sorts of wolves and cats, etc. You need to take a look at it because you look at the anatomy and you look at the woolly mammoth's patella. I mean, it almost is like the size of a kid's head, kneecap. It's amazing. But I guess what would happen is the reason why they found so many of these fossils is one animal would get stuck. And when the animal got stuck, other predators would be like, oh, well, there's my dinner. That animal can't run, so I'm going to go for it. Then they jump in, and then they get stuck. Then another animal is like, okay, wait a second. I'm smarter than that guy. I'll be able to do this. So then they go in and then they get stuck. And so these animals start getting stuck. Then they die. You have the rotting flesh. And then other animals would be like, okay, what's going on over there? And they're like, oh, it's food. And leaves fall. So they just think it's just dead animals and it's just dinner time. So these animals would just fall on top of each other. You would also, if you were smart, this is survival of the fittest, grab a limb and run. So some of the animals started to figure out that something bad is happening, but they were still hungry. So they figured, rather than me sit there and just try to feed, why don't I just grab a limb and run? And then some animals that got stuck decided to chew off their limb. So, you know, when you kind of look at that, you're like, you know, we think animals are kind of stupid because, you know, we have pets. I have dogs and cats, and some of them, I mean, I'm like, well, duh. You know, yeah, you know, duh. They just do some stupid things. But animals knew when the whole La Brea Tar Pits or, you know, global warming or ice age or certain things that happened and were killing others, they had some smarts to them. And they knew that there looked like there was some sort of strategy before they died. And so I find that very fascinating. So if you do ever go to La Brea Tar Pits, check it out. And by the way, look at the cats, like the lions and the saber-toothed tigers and things like that. Look at their digits. They seem to have more joints in their hands than we do. And here we are. We're able to open up prescription bottles. We're able to pick our nose. But you see a cat, they just have a paw print. But these cats, they have fine, very fine motor skills within their little paw. So I come back after going to La Brea, and there's Shaky Boo, you know, sitting on my desk. And so I grab his paw, then I start looking at it and playing with it and trying to manipulate the joints, you know, and then I did kisses. He smacked me in the face. He did not want me touching his paw. But I find it amazing. And you also see where the claws retract. It's kind of like, not Sabretooth. Who is it on X-Men? Wolverine. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a judge has blocked Trump's asylum stance. Apparently, he halted his restriction on asylum seekers, clearing the way now for thousands of people to come into the U.S. Apparently, they say it is the U.S. district judge said that if Trump tried to restrict asylum rules in a proclamation on November 9th, I apologize, I'm having computer issues. He basically blocked that so that anybody that did arrive here, even illegally, could still seek asylum. So those seeking asylum in the U.S. must prove that they legitimately, fear persecution, based on the race, nationality, religion, politics, or social group, either from the government or forces the government cannot control in their home country. So, the migrants in their caravan have fled countries from Central America like Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. I'm having the hiccups. I'm sorry. I don't have really good sounding hiccups. And so, unfortunately, they're coming here fleeing, and we have thousands coming to our doorstep, and we can only process X amount per day. And then the country is split on if we want to process them. We're being told that there's at least 500 criminals in this last grouping of caravan. You know, there's wolves in cheap clothing. And Trump had demanded that asylum seekers from the caravan enter the U.S. through one of 26 legal ports. But, nope, that did not sway the district court. From what we understand, the immigrants can come anywhere. Can cross anywhere and then seek asylum. So the White House, from what I understand, is going to appeal this. But, you know, when we talk about what the country wants, and you know, we have people making these decisions, you know, on behalf of us. And public opinion just doesn't seem to, you know, get heard unless it seems to be along the line of what that media outlet wants. And so if you're concerned either way, you need to speak out. Decisions are being made all around you. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I did see the game between the Chiefs and the Rams. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, this has been one hell of a football season. I am just blown away by some of the things these teams have done. Can't wait for football on Thanksgiving. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the next hour. How to handle Thanksgiving, how to deal with, the in-laws coming into town. I know. What to feed your pets. So, we'll hit those topics. But fantastic job. Goff, Mahomes, honestly, and the team's just a phenomenal football yesterday. All right, so we can't predict who you're dating is going to turn around and kill you. And, we're in shock with what happened at Mercy Hospital in Chicago. yesterday. But we can identify some red flags if you are in an abusive relationship. And sometimes if you are in a relationship with somebody abusive, they may have that streak or that tendency to become violent. So according to Kintera.org, the following is a list of warning signs that you could be in a relationship that may be abusive or dangerous for you. One is if your partner abuses alcohol or other drugs. All right, that is a huge sign. Now, a lot of times we will see past it, or we'll ignore it, or we'll sugarcoat it. Say, well, you know, he likes to drink, or yeah, he's had a bad day. And I mean, love, smoke gets in your eyes. I mean, you know, love makes you blind. You say, look, you know what? I could overcome their shortcomings. You know, she likes to, you know, do some coke. That's her vice. No, that could put you at risk. You have to be aware that somebody that abuses drugs will not be of their sound mind. Remember, you're falling in love with them when they're at their good. And you may say, oh, you know, even when they're bad, they're not that bad. That's not who you fell in love with. That's not who you're being vulnerable with. You have to look at it. In science, we call it the rate-limiting step. You know, or you guys may call it like the weakest link. A chain is only as strong as the weakest link, right? Well, same thing. Your relationship is only as strong as how you guys do on a bad day. And if you're like, well, you know what? I could just avoid them on the bad day. And, you know, I think it could be dangerous for you. If your partner has a history of being in trouble with the law, gets into fights, likes to break or destroy property. They say some partners that don't work or don't go to school, so they're, you know, kind of home all day. They blame you for how they treat you or for anything bad that happens. So when stuff happens, it's your fault. And you're like, I just, what? You lost your job. Why is it my fault? When they blame others. They abuse siblings, other family members, children, or pets. If they're kicking your dog, first of all, you should be breaking up with him or her right then and there. If they're abusing children or other family members, if they put people down, including your family and friends, or call them names. Now, that's tough. Let's kind of give this one a pass, okay, because I think everybody rips on each other's, in-laws. I think that happens. I mean, I like my husband's in-laws, but I think we all, you know, seem to have pet names for certain people on other, you know, yeah, on other sides of the family. I think we can, I think we can let that one slide, okay? If they're always angry at someone or something, if they're always ticked off about something, that's a problem. If they try to isolate you or control who you see or where you go, if they nag you or force you to be sexual when you don't want to be, if they cheat on you or have lots of partners, now that's big. Somebody would say, why is somebody who cheats on me at risk of being violent to me? Well, because it's not that they're cheating. And it's that they may have a psychological profile that where cheating and hypersexuality could be kind of a symptom of. So if you're with somebody who is, let's say, extremely bipolar, and some people with bipolar are the nicest, most benign, fantastic people out there, and, you know, they have real amazing gifts artistically, but you have others where their bipolar isn't so much an artistic gift, it's a violent streak. And so them being hypersexual and not caring about who they sleep with, kind of that animalistic tendency, could again bring forth their animal to the core, an animal strike. So that's where that comes from. Not that everybody who ever cheated is going to be violent with you, but these are signs. If they've ever been physically rough with you, like pushed, shoved, pulled, yanked, right? If they take your money or advantage of you, if they accuse you of flirting or coming on to others or accuse you of cheating on them. So when you start to see them build up a case against you, you got to be careful. You got to get out of there. They may not listen or show interest in your feelings. They may ignore you. They may hang up on you, okay, or give you the silent treatment. That, no. I give my husband the silent treatment, and I hang up on him all the time. We hang up on each other all the time. That's our way of telling each other we're mad. And you know what? I'm good with that because it's a nonviolent way. I don't throw anything at him, but when I'm mad at him, I'll call him. I'll complain about something, and then right as he's talking, I'll hit the hang-up button. Oh, it makes him so mad, right? I'm like, and another thing. What? And then I hang up. See? I love doing that. But anyway, okay. Anyway, if they lie to you, if they make vulgar comments about others in your presence, if they blame all arguments on you, if they tell you how to dress or act, if they threaten to kill themselves if you break up with them, or if they tell you that they cannot live without you. Now, we've all done that. I mean, I did that with my husband. I think maybe it was the second date. Okay? You don't really hear me talk like that to him anymore. After years of marriage, you know, it's like, you know, you're here? Yeah, I'm here. That's about as lovey-dovey as we get. But, you know, that, oh, gosh, I don't know what my life would be like without you. That's a really romantic thing, and that's what a lot of lovers may say to each other. But if that phrase persists, like, if you ever left me, I would just want to die. If you start to get a little heebie-jeebie-ish from that, that, you know, I mean, again, this person that shot the doctor and the pharmacy tech and the pharmacy resident and the cop at Mercy Hospital, they had just broken up. She had just broken off up the engagement. Actually, she had broken off the engagement in September, and the shooting happened when he wanted the ring back. If somebody really can't live without you, you need to kind of identify that. I mean, I want somebody, you know, if I'm going to be married to them, intimate, you know, I don't want him to think, oh, you know, I could love her, leave her. You know, I want them, you know, till death do us part. But there's a fine line between till death do us part and I can't live without you. Isn't there a song? I can't live, can't live, that song, maybe, yeah, so be careful with that. If they tell you to shut up with that, you're dumb, stupid, fat, or call you some other name. If they have extreme mood swings, they tell you they're the greatest 1 minute and then rip you apart. But here's the thing, if you feel afraid to break up with them, if you're like, you know what, I want to break up, but I'm afraid of what's going to happen if I do, that's a red flag. If you feel tied down, to feel like you always have to check in, if you feel afraid to make decisions or bring up certain subjects because you think he's going to or she's going to blow, if you tell yourself that if you just try harder and love your partner more, it'll get better. No. If you find yourself crying a lot, if you find yourself worried and obsessive about how to please the person. So those are some signs. And so if you do feel, you know, if you kind of feel like, I don't know if I could break up with this person, or this person's going to shoot me if I do, you need to figure out a way to get out of that relationship now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.